for some reason, the office said that we reached out to them, asked for a meeting, and they said they would do that. They called us, but then we were never able to get through to them again.
Young is in Washington, D.C. for the legislative session, but the group was met by his legislative assistant. Shirley Miala said she would try to get Young to commit to a meeting, but couldn't make any promises. She also answered some questions about what the member of Congress might be thinking when he votes on the measure.
Medicare and Social Security, he's always been supportive of that. He doesn't believe in resolving budget issues by cutting Medicare and Social Security.
But are you aware that the Ryan budget does?
I know there are certain parts of it that do. I understand what you're saying. And I know sometimes that's what happens within a bill. The majority part of the bill is a good bill, and there's part of it that's not. But then you have to weigh the pros and cons.
The proposed spending cuts to Medicaid and Medicare are spread out over 10 years. The intention of the proposal's author, U.S. Representative Paul Ryan, is to put some money back into military spending. But F. Can Santiago thinks the idea of pulling from crucial social service programs is short-sighted.
If you don't have a strong middle class, and the poor people want to come into the middle class, you don't have a democracy. That's been shown all over the world.
Peggy Goodale, a supporter of the Occupy movement, recognizes that something needs to be done to balance the budget, but doing it on the backs of the poor is not the way.
I'd like to see them raise taxes on wealthy people like we used to do. Well, that's what we did. When you fight a war, you raise taxes. When the war is over, you lower the taxes. When you have a need, everybody chips in together like a big family. I think of the United States as a family.
And her bottom line is that it hurts those who are already hurting the most.
People are already suffering as it is, and to keep taking away from the very programs that keep people afloat are going to hurt them. So there's just some of the people that are going to be here are losing homes, they've lost their jobs.
And what makes Goodale the angriest is her belief that the people who don't have to worry about losing their homes or their cars or paying back massive student loans aren't affected by the Ryan budget.
They're going to benefit. They're going to have tax cuts. And we're going to have tax raises, you know, we're going to have to pay more in taxes. Somebody's going to have to pick up the tab, you know, the state, local municipalities, they're just going to have to raise millage rates and things in order to meet the needs. So I think with the homeless problems, we have a lot of the states and the local governments are taking care of the homeless now. I think it's just going to be worse.
FCAN organizers are trying to build a grassroots movement in an attempt to redirect government priorities by reaching out to new people. Patricia Erickson is a self-proclaimed longtime Democrat, and she's jumping on board with the group's effort to speak on behalf of the 99%.
What's going on when they want to cut back the entitlements, but they won't raise the taxes on the very, very wealthy? We're going upside down, you know, and I can't see where we're headed in a good way with something like this Ryan plan. It's just terrible.
Erickson thinks the stagnancy of government progress is directly related to a Republican agenda to keep President Barack Obama out of office for a second term.
It's obvious. I don't just think it. It's obvious. I mean, like I said, with the jobs, why couldn't the Republicans say, okay, that sounds like a good idea, or do it for the people? They voted it out right off the bat. Yeah. They just are not representing the people. They're just representing their party. And they don't want Obama to get credit for anything.
And in this case, the Republican majority House's effort to pass the Ryan budget is largely symbolic because it's unlikely to pass the Democratic-controlled Senate. That move is one reason F. Can Soledad Santiago is fed up with the flawed political process.
Our issue isn't with the working people of America, whoever they're working for. Our issue really is with the politicians and how they vote.